This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Leaper's Fork, Tennessee, for a visit with two artists, Lisa Fox and David Arms. They also own their own galleries in the heart of uptown Leaper's Fork. The rural community is less than 40 miles from Nashville, but it's a world apart.
Hello, my name's Lisa Fox. I'm from Leaper's Creek Gallery in Leaper's Fork, Tennessee.
And where'd you come from?
Well, we moved here from Kentucky. I was raised in southern Illinois, but lived all over Kentucky. And then we've been here for 28 years.
Wow. And what made the move? Why did you come here?
My husband's work brought us here.
And when you first arrived 28 years ago, did you immediately visualize starting a gallery? How did this happen?
Never. I never, ever dreamed. I couldn't have dreamed this up, actually. I was sent out here to paint a mural by an interior designer in Nashville, a very prominent designer. His name's Mark Simmons, Mark Simmons Interiors, and was sent to Leaper's Fork to paint a mural for Aubrey Preston. And it took me 6 months to do it.
It was interior or exterior?
It was interior in a dining room. Very tall ceilings, a very large dining room. It took a good while. It took me 6 months to do it. And during that time, I fell in love with Leaper's Fork.
Something changed. You can't.
Yeah, I got through with the mural, and then what?
Yeah.
I had to leave. So Aubrey and I, he had this vision for Leaper's Fork, and he asked me if I would be interested in running a gallery, which is something he'd always wanted in this particular building. And I told him, I don't think I can do that because I've never even balanced my own checkbook. He's very persistent, and it developed into that. I just thought, I'm being offered this opportunity, and I so believed in his vision and what could be that I decided that I would just give it my best shot, do the best I could with it.
I understand this was like an abandoned garage?
It was an old gas station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This room was the paint and body shop.
So you were involved in this process from literally the ground up.
Almost. Mm-hmm. Aubrey had already restored this gas station, and with the idea of it being a mural, you can see that this room has grass cloth on the walls, and that was even that forethought was so that when you moved paintings around, the nail, you know, it didn't show the nail holes and all of that. So it was thought out and planned. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just kind of miracle-like that it happened like it did.
Let's reel back in time, way back. Mm-hmm. You're a kid. How did art and you come together?
I always painted. It's a little bit funny to me because I think back, one of the very first experiences I had as a child was we had an old farmhouse, and I was upstairs and looked at this wall that had nothing on it. And I was 5 years old, and I just took some crayons, and I did the biggest drawing of a person that you could ever see, really self-portrait, I suppose. And about the time I was finishing that, I heard my mother's footsteps coming up the steps, and she got to the landing. And when she looked up at the wall where I thought I was going to get spanked or something, mm-hmm. you know, and punished, she broke out in a big smile, and she said, Lisa, that's beautiful.
How cool.
And, you know, I painted on walls from then on. You know, I really did. And that's really why I'm here, because I painted on the walls at Aubrey's.
Did you go to art school?
I did.
Where did you go?
Yes, I did. I went to Murray State University.
Mm-hmm. What was your specialization? What medium?
My special was in drawing, mostly. I never did get into the painting part, although I'm a painter now, but I did not finish.
And what were your tools?
When I was painting.
No, when you're drawing.
Sorry, drawing. Yeah. Charcoal, pencil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really, at that time, couldn't afford very many supplies. And so that was just a really solid, easy way to express.
Yeah. Know? Charcoal. Mm-hmm. You picked that up in the backyard.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I also worked with, you know what pokeberries are?
No.
It's a weed. It's uh-huh. got purple berries on it, and if you smash them up, it's just the most beautiful fuchsia color. And I mean, I would draw on the sidewalk with pokeberries and sticks. Whatever it took, you know.
That's interesting. But at some point, you moved in to painting, right?
I did.
Using what medium?
I've painted in all types of mediums except for watercolor, but mostly oil. And now I'm working in acrylic.
Is that because of no do-overs in the watercolor?
I just never tried it, really. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, maybe it's time, huh?
I know, maybe. Yeah. It's pretty fast. I don't know.
And unforgiving.
Yes, yeah. It is.
So your favorite medium to work in today is?
I work in acrylic, and I paint in abstract. I've just had this progression. I used to be a plein air painter. As you can see here in the gallery, I have a lot of landscapes, beautiful landscape painters that
painting,
are mostly local.
The painting behind you, what is?
Yes, that is in Italy. That's by a master painter named Maggie Siner, and she lives in Venice, Italy. She's an American, but she's lived there for, since the early 70s.
And in your gallery, maybe I'm wrong, but I keep picking up aroma of plein air.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it.
Yeah, everywhere I look.
Yes. I have 25 artists, and 17 of those artists are local. And I think about 10 of those are very, very accomplished plein air painters and impressionists. And of course, Leaper's Fork is so beautiful and pastoral that they come here to paint. You know, it's just a beautiful place to paint. You can find creeks and all types of landscape, vista, woods, everything.
I remember hearing somebody tell me about plein air retreats in the area, where actually groups come here. Does that ring a bell with you?
They do. Well, it's actually called a paint out, and we had the opportunity to have several of those here, and we had one this year that was PAPSI, the Plein Air Painters of the Southeast, and they were here back in the fall and had 32 painters that are highly accomplished, and for a solid week, they painted this landscape here in town, out in the country, and then we had a show at the end of that week that was the wet paintings, hung them all around on the outside of the building.
Wow.
And had the show.
How cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. Great energy. And you come into town and you see the colorful umbrellas set up with the easels and the painters, and it's just a wonderful thing.
And what a home run, because how rare to see the painting and then be able to talk to the artist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a home run.
Everyone really enjoys that.
Yeah. So you're going to do that again, aren't you?
Yes, we will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're doing it next year, hopefully, if things work out. Yeah.
It's on the
schedule.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about what you are most fond of, what you focus on and highlight.
In this gallery?
Yes.
I'm most fond of just the feel that it has. And I can say that the feel that it has comes from the energy of these artists, because each one of these 25 artists, and I make sure of it, they're really, really good people with really, really good intentions. And I think you can feel it.
So it's multidimensional.
It is.
Goes beyond the art.
It is. It's unexplainable, really. But it's there. And people ask me all the time, why does it feel so good in here? Because it just does. It's peaceful and quiet. Do you feel peaceful?
Totally.
You do.
Yeah. It's like you just fed me tea or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the fire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a special place. And there's not a day goes by that I don't pinch myself that I'm still getting to do this.
That's pretty cool.
It's been 19 years. It'll be 20 in September.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, again, I'm trying to read your mind and pick and pry. So you share with me what's close to your heart.
What's close to my heart really is the interactions that we get to have with the artist and the clients, and putting them together and having these wonderful experiences of when a piece of art really has a huge impact on somebody's life. I mean, it's just incredible. And to get to witness that and be a part of it and help make that happen is wonderful. This is not the kind of gallery where a designer pops in the door and says, hey, I need something in blue that's like 40 inches square. That's not what we do. It's just not. It's bigger than that. And it's deeper than that.
Very, very cool. Well, what an honor and a pleasure to meet
you.
Yeah.
It has been. Thank you very much.
So if somebody wanted to learn more about your world, where would you direct them?
I think the website would be the best thing, because all of the art pieces are on the website, and that's leaperscreekgallery.com. And my name is Lisa Fox at Leapers Creek Gallery.
Love it.
I'm David Arms, and we're here in Leapers Fork, Tennessee, and I'm the owner of David Arms Gallery.
And where did you come from?
Well, I grew up in East Tennessee, but I've lived in Nashville for 40-plus years, and Leapers Fork was always my getaway.
What drew you here?
The beauty is obvious, but the authenticity, the second thing that got me. So you put those two together, and it was a great combination.
So you lead two lives. You are a working artist, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you also have a gallery.
Yes, sir.
And tell us for a moment what your art is about. What are you trying to communicate?
If you had to sum it up in one word, I want to communicate a sense of hope. Want it to be a positive influence in the community and in the world. And to not only be pleasant to look at, I hope, but speak to people in a way that could make them feel hope.
And to describe your style of painting.
It's a hard one to put into a category, but closest I can get to is contemporary realism. But I use a lot of nature. That's my greatest influence, is nature. So there's a lot of elements there, but I use them in unconventional ways. So it looks realistic, but yet the composition doesn't totally make sense, which is intentional. So it's to get the viewer engaged.
Favorite medium?
I work in acrylic on wood.
I like acrylic because it's forgiving.
It is forgiving, yes.
You can start over.
Yeah, that's right.
And for the impatient person like me, with oils, it's like, I don't want to wait.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And do you do a lot of washes and watering down? Do you cheat sometime and put a little pen and ink in there? Or?
You know, I don't do that, but I layer more than anything. That's okay. Why acrylics work for me so well. They dry quickly. But in the end, I do mixed glazes that I...
When you're talking about layering, how many layers possible?
Oh, you know, years ago, I tried to get a gauge on how many was in one, and I got up to between 40 and 50.
Oh, my gosh.
But they're just subtle, and mine just gradually builds so you can build the dimension.
I was going to ask, so your intention is to get depth to it, and that almost 3D sort of look.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
But that implies patience.
It does, which is ironic. It's me doing it. Not the most patient person in the world.
Yeah. Are you ADD in that you might have two or three canvases going?
No.
It's just one at a
time? One at a time.
Wow.
And I stick with it till it's complete.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. So do you have a following here in Tennessee, or...?
I've been blessed to have one, yes. And before I came here, I showed in multiple states and in different galleries, like Atlanta and cities like that. And I really developed some great followings there. But when I came to Leapers Fork and decided to open a gallery, I reined it all in and have made it where only my gallery and my website are the places you can get the work. But those cities are still so good to me, because you create a base there, and they come with you.
You're so close to Nashville. Do you show in Nashville?
Not now. I used to. There's a gallery that started from day one in Nashville showing my work, and I showed there for 20-something years. Mm-hmm. And then I came to Leapers Fork show the first time, where we're sitting right now, actually in this very room, at Lisa Fox's gallery. And she had just opened this place, and it was... the size of this room, half the size that she is now.
So is she a stimulus for you in deciding to come here?
She pushed pretty hard. Yeah. This was my getaway, and I used to come sit on the front porch. I love to just hang out here. I called it the black hole, because time just disappeared. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 3 hours had passed, and you didn't know where they went. But she knew that I was toying with the idea of opening my own gallery, and... Lisa's a pit bull on something like that.
In your gallery, do you concurrently show other artists, regional?
I don't. It's only my work. I do product lines, and it's almost more like a lifestyle gallery. It's things I love.
Explain product line.
I do card lines, different products like that I have made from the artwork.
And how are those distributed?
They're in the gallery and online. I do have an online store.
And how far do you go with your breadth of product?
I do some Giclée reproductions. I do note card, some home products like coasters and things. And I just wanted to get it to where I struggled with that in the beginning, but then I decided that if I really did have a message, then the message needed to be affordable
to
anyone.
Giclée is a good example of
that.
Yes. Because it can look pretty authentic.
They're amazing, yeah.
Part of that's predicated a canvas that you print on, correct?
Yeah, and the scan, you need a really great scan, which we fortunately have someone in Nashville that does incredible work.
Can that reproduction process give you any depth of the paint application?
It's amazing. Like, you think you're seeing texture with those, and you're really not. But once again, it goes back to you need an incredible scan and then an incredible printer.
And good canvas.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Because I always found that kind of a deal breaker sometimes. Quality, the clarity is great, but I go, you're not even sure if it's canvas.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I go, why would you do that? Go to that length and not go the whole way.
Yep. I do the highest quality as your clays there are out there, because there are very inexpensive ones you can get done.
What's the derivation? That's a French word. What does it mean?
Sprayed ink.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, today in town, is it just the two of you is having galleries, or are there more?
There are more. There's Copper Fox, which is an artisan gallery. It's all handmade in America. And it's wonderful. It's more the craft side of art.
Objects.
Yes.
Some utilitarian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
But they could be from anywhere in America.
That's right.
Not limited to Tennessee.
That's right. Yeah. Just all handmade.
Uh-huh. And more in town?
We're the three main galleries. Now, there are some art in some other places, but we are the three main galleries.
Any vision for bringing in more artists and making little mini Carmel or a real art destination, or no?
You know, we'd always be open to more. Competition's a good thing, but it's almost the more the merrier, because you create a place, a destination.
Exactly.
To come see
art. People would make a whole day trip just
to
do the art.
That's
or
right.
a weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully we will in time.
That's really cool. Share with us what you're most passionate about. Why you do your art? What are you trying to communicate? Why are you communicating? Why don't you just take a picture?
Okay. I'm a hands-on kind of guy. I love things that you do create with your hand. I could see myself doing a number of things. It could be woodwork. It could be pottery. I would love pottery. Just ended up, I was toying with paint years ago, and I love to explore, and I'm willing to try anything if you just give me materials.
What other mediums have you worked in? Did you start out something else before acrylic?
No, I did not. Before that, pencil would have been the only thing, but acrylic is what I got a hold of first. Mm-hmm. So I'm considered a self-taught artist, which I struggle with that phrase. But the upside to that is I didn't know better what not to do or what to do. Right. So you're willing to try anything. And I think sometimes you open yourself up to things that you might not be taught otherwise.
Because you didn't know you were breaking any
rules.
That's
right. That's right. Seemed fair to me.
How about charcoal? Did you ever monkey around with charcoal?
When I was young, I loved to play with charcoal. And I think I would still enjoy it if I just had the time.
I believe that working in black and white, photography or whatever, is a great foundation to then move into color.
Totally agree. I still will do a painting in black and white sometimes. It's just a great exercise.
It's just reductionist with no crutches.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I still love to do that.
Yeah. That's very cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
And to learn more about you and your world and your online.
DavidArms.com. Everybody asks me how you spell arms, ironically. It's ARMS.
Reduce and simplify.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been great. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Tennessee. We'll see you here.
The Art of Leaper's Fork is the ninth in a series showcasing the Nashville's Big Backyard Economic Initiative. It showcases rural destinations along the Natchez Trace National Parkway from Leaper's Fork down along the parkway route to Alabama's Shoals region.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. And in fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.